How to apply for 2026 Cheongnam Small Business Fire Insurance Premium Support. Small businesses operating in the 8 participating cities and counties of Cheongnam and maintaining fire insurance in 2026 can apply by September 30 for support, covering 80% of their coverage premiums, up to KRW 240,000 per year. Review both the online application process through Small Business 24 and the in-person process at the city or county office where the business is located. Confirm that your business is located in Chenan, Gongju, Asan, Siasan, Dangjin, Joomsan, Chenjiang, or Yesan, and that you are maintaining fire insurance in 2026. Check the insurance premium statement for the coverage premium, excluding any savings premium, and calculate the expected support amount. Download the attached forms from the announcement and prepare the required supporting documents, including the insurance policy and proof of premium payment. Submit the application online through Small Business 24 by September 30, 2026, or visit the application office in the city or county where your business is located. Keep the submission confirmation screen or receipt, and check for any requests for additional information and the final decision notice from the responsible agency. The second application period for the 2026 Cheongnam Fire Insurance Premium Support Program for small businesses is September 1 through September 30. Before applying, confirm your business location, small business eligibility, and active fire insurance status. Then prepare the supporting documents specified in the forms attached to the announcement. 1 minute check before applying as of September 4, 2026, you must confirm all of the following conditions. Item to check requirement application period September 1-September 30, 2026 business location, Chenan, Gongju, Asan, Siasan, Dangjin, Joomsan, Chenjiang, or Yesan eligible applicants, small businesses operating in participating cities and counties insurance requirement fire insurance coverage must remain active in 2026 support rate 80% of the coverage premium support, limit up to 240,000 won per year application method. Apply online through Small Business 24 or in person at the city or county office where the business is located if the business address is outside a participating area or the insurance policy is not valid at the time of application, you may not be eligible for support. Also check that the location on the business registration matches the address shown on the insurance policy. Calculating the estimated support amount, the estimated support amount can be calculated as follows. Estimated support amount equals the smaller of 80% of the coverage premium, or 240,000 won, eligible coverage premium, 80% calculation, estimated support amount, 150,000 won, 120,000 won, 120,000 won, 300,000 won, 240,000 won, 240,000 won, 400,000 won, 320,000 won, up to 240,000 won, the entire insurance premium is not used as the basis for calculation. Because savings premiums are excluded, check whether the coverage premium and savings premium are listed separately on the insurance policy or premium calculation statement. The attached announcement materials and the reviewing institution's criteria take precedence regarding the eligibility of other items, such as premiums for special riders, and the method used to handle amounts below 1-1. Preparing submission documents, the exact names and validity periods of the documents are determined by the forms attached to the announcement. Check whether the following materials are required and prepare clearly legible files when applying online. Forms designated in the announcement, including the support application form and consent form for the collection and use of personal information documents confirming business registration details and the business location, supporting documents specified in the announcement to verify small business eligibility of fire insurance policy or certificate of enrollment showing the insurance company, insurance period, business address, and policy status, a premium calculation statement that distinguishes the coverage premium from the savings premium documents confirming payment of the insurance. Premium, any additional documents required in the announcement, such as information for the account that will receive the support payment if the insurance policy does not provide a premium breakdown. It is safer to ask the insurance company for a statement separating the coverage premium from the savings premium. Before applying in person, confirm with the relevant city or county application office whether original documents must be presented or whether copies alone may be submitted. Applying online through Small Business 24 online applications can be submitted without traveling and make it convenient to check the application status. Access Small Business 24 and log in. Find the Cheongnam Fire Insurance Premium Support Program for small businesses in the support program announcements. Enter the applicant and business information and confirm eligibility. Upload the forms attached to the announcement and insurance-related supporting documents. Compare the insurance period, business address, and coverage premium against the original documents. Submit the final application, then retain the application number or completion screen. Merely saving a draft may not complete the application. Be sure to confirm that the application has been finally submitted and apply well in advance on the deadline date in case of system congestion or file errors. The online deadline time shown on the relevant announcement page must be followed. Applying in person at a city or county office, if online access is difficult or you need assistance reviewing the documents, you may visit the application office in the participating city or county where the business is located. Check the city or county announcement or contact the responsible department to confirm the application location and operating hours. Complete the application form and consent form designated in the announcement. Prepare the required supporting documents, including the insurance policy, premium statement, and payment records. Visit the application office during business hours by September 30, 2026. Submit the documents and retain the receipt or confirmation provided by the staff member. Because in-person applications are subject to the actual business hours of the city or county office, you should not assume that applications can be submitted until midnight on September 30. Also confirm in advance whether submission by a representative is permitted and whether a power of attorney is required. Comparing online and in-person applications category Small Business 24 Online City or County Office suitable when you can prepare electronic files and complete identity verification online access. Is difficult or document consultation is needed submission method, enter information on the application. Page and upload files, submit paper documents at the designated application office completion confirmation. Check the application number and submission status, obtain a receipt or confirmation from the staff member caution. Distinguish between saving a draft and final submission confirm business hours. Application location, and whether original documents must be brought regardless of the method selected. The support conditions and review criteria follow the announcement. Duplicate submissions may delay processing, so contact the responsible institution first if you wish to change your application method. Checking excluded premiums and duplicate support. The support calculation is based not on the total premium actually paid, but on the eligible coverage premium. Savings premiums are excluded from the support calculation, and items not recognized by the announcement may also be excluded during the review process. If the same fire insurance premium has already been reimbursed through another local government program or public support program, or if an application for such support is pending, do not conceal it and disclose it on the application. Because the wording of this program's announcement and attached forms takes precedence regarding whether duplicate support is permitted, how the support amount is adjusted, and the conditions for recovering funds, you must check the following. Records of other support received for the same. Insurance policy and payment period, premium items and amounts supported under other programs, whether there is a confirmation and consent form or relevant field. Concerning duplicate benefits repayment and recovery provisions for false or duplicate applications, if the announcement does not provide enough information to make a determination, contact the responsible department in the city or county where the business is located and provide the insurance policy name, insurance period, and name of the other support program for confirmation. Why you should review insurance coverage even after applying for support receiving insurance premium support and adequately preparing for risks at the business premises are separate matters. Recognition as an eligible recipient does not guarantee the scope of insurance coverage or payment of insurance benefits. While preparing the application, also review the following: whether the business address on the insurance policy matches the actual place of business, which property is covered among the building, facilities, fixtures, and inventory, whether liability coverage is included for damage caused to neighboring businesses by a fire, how deductibles, exclusions, and coverage limits are determined, whether you can reconfirm renewal before the insurance expiration date, rather than choosing a policy solely because the premium is low or within the support limit. It is important to review the coverage based on the actual scale and risks of the business's facilities and inventory. Final checklist before the deadline: the business is located in one of the 8 participating cities or counties. The 2026 fire insurance policy is active as of the application date. The business address and business information on the insurance policy are correct. The coverage premium and savings premium have been separated. All required fields in the forms attached to the announcement have been signed or consented to. Records of other insurance premium support have been checked. The final online submission or in-person application was completed by September 30. The application number, completion screen, or receipt has been retained.